This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good. It's Wednesday, the 18th of January. I'm Doug Steffen with my 2.5 favorite women.
Like oh, yeah. TV show,
too. Get out of there. 2.5
Which
men.
Which one of us
two
is
half
Charlie
women.
Sheen?
Yeah, no, it's not. This is not the Charlie Sheen show. This is the Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan program, DJV, with Kara Schillen helping through the day. Without her, we wouldn't be able to make this work because she knows how to push the buttons. As a matter of fact, all three of you know how to push the buttons. Mine, which sometimes is good and sometimes not.
It's pretty easy. I've got to be honest.
Thank you very much. All right, let's get to something that is a hot button issue, and it may be something that becomes one of those things that will push everybody's buttons. Bradley Manning, now known as Chelsea Manning, was convicted of stealing all of those documents and sent all the videos to WikiLeaks and all of that. How many years ago? I think it's been going on for, what, 4 or 5 years? Anybody remember?
Maybe even more than that.
I think it started in 2010 or 2009.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So the fact that President Obama commuted his/her sentence, and is it annoying to say his/her? Okay, so
well,
she's now a lady.
Her.
We paid for her sexual orientation to change. She decided that she wanted to change, and then because she was in the clinker when all of that was going on, the United States government paid for her operation. That was a discussion in and of itself. It's over. It's done. So let's move
on.
Yet
she's still in men's prison, just as a side note.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really? She's in a... Why do you suppose that was the
case? She wanted to be put into general population, like general civilian population or something, and they denied it. So because he went into men's prison, or she went into men's prison...
He went into the men's prison as a man, and then had the operation to become a woman. So now...
I didn't think there was a full operation had. I thought it was hormone therapy.
Right. I think the request was for gender reassignment, but I don't know that that was fully granted. I think it was, I mean, there's many steps going up to it, Doug, and so, yes, the state did pay for hormones and all of that kind of stuff. I don't know that there was actually any snipping and pushing. And
you know. I don't think there was, yeah.
Okay. So that's not any more the most important part of the story.
Correct.
During this incarceration, there have been attempts at suicide. And there's just been a whole mess, a can of worms. And those of you who think that she deserved whatever punishment she got, find opposition in that thinking with me anyway, because I think, in fact, he did. I wish I knew what. Well, okay, let's just call her a she. So the fact that all these things have come out, the public scrutiny of what's going on with the clandestine operations, the NSA, all kinds of things in Homeland Security, things going on in the Defense Department, things in government, the inner workings. We have become complacent, and this brought us out of our complacency. It also, in my opinion, did a lot to have us understand how big government has become, how huge their operations are, how much money is being spent for all kinds of things. And they can argue that it's in the name of surveillance or it's in the name of protection or it's in the name of whatever they want to argue. I, as somebody who is a free American, want to know what's going on, and I didn't, and you didn't, and now we do. Whether you like it or you don't like it, that is what's going on. That's one thing. Whether you like the fact that we found out about it this way, I don't know, how else would we have found out about it? Frankly, where else? You think the government's going to stand up and say, okay, this is what we're doing? No. And it didn't make any difference who's the president. It doesn't make any difference who's in charge of these operations. These people are, what do they used to call them? Spooks, right? They call these people who are investigators, who are involved in mapping out researching what's going on with the bad guys. You know, most of the bad guys we've created ourselves. I mean, that's going backwards, too. So we're there now. We're in a circumstance where we do need to know what's going on. But to the extent that we find out, really, you know, it's almost funny. I think about this when I'm on the phone with somebody and I'm discussing something that either is very private personally or has to do with my business and how I run my business. Every once in a while, I think somebody's listening to this.
Oh, I am.
You think of that, too.
No, I'm listening.
No, you're listening. Okay, so am I right or
I've
wrong?
I've got you tapped like a fifth-grade dance recital.
Thank you very much.
You know, I'm giving you a yes, but I mean, I think to some extent, yes, we do need whistleblowers. Obviously, that's how people stay honest or not honest, I guess, for that matter. But there's direct evidence that what was leaked by Chelsea Manning actually put lives in danger. I mean, the Taliban ramped up their attacks, getting the information from Chelsea Manning, looking for informers and killing people who resembled anybody that they thought was an informer. So it led to death. And that's an issue where your national security is at risk. It's also kind of weird, I think, when you have President Obama talking about how Hillary Clinton lost the election because of the Russian hacking, and we hate Russia, and we want to get rid of Russia, and we want to have sanctions and kick everybody out of the country. And now he's given a commutation to someone who did the exact same thing. And so it's just kind of a hard pill to swallow politically, I think, if we're trying to get tough on this kind of thing, to let someone out of prison
early. Don't you think all of that is going to change in 2 days? Much of it is going to change in terms of the relationship.
I think precedents get set, and that's difficult to overcome. But, you know, maybe it will.
Mm. All right. What about you, Victoria?
In terms of what? What do I think about? I mean,
yeah, I mean, when I went on and on about what I thought about this person as a human being and what happened, and if in fact there was punishment that needed to be metered, enough is enough. And plus the fact that I don't really think that what went on was all that bad. Maybe there were people, as Jennifer said, I didn't say that, but Jennifer's right, there were people whose lives were put in jeopardy.
Right.
But you know what? They put themselves in those positions.
Well, not innocent people that resembled an informant.
Right. Yeah, I agree with Jen. Not the innocent people. I mean, you know, well, then maybe President Obama feels the same way you do. Maybe he feels like she's had enough time served and that what she did wasn't as major of a crime as what other people think. I don't know. I mean, I can see both sides of this. I like the idea of patriotism, and I don't like the idea of being a snitch, but at the same time, when you see something like an Edward Snowden, and I don't really have a whole lot of love for Edward Snowden, I get it, but I also, the super patriotic part of me, it also feels like he's kind of a douchebag, so I can see both sides of it. I don't really know exactly, if this was an issue, I don't know how I would vote on it, let's put it that way. I'd still be undecided.
Okay, so you just tweaked something in me. Yesterday on the plane, I'm in Denver this morning, and I'm looking around at some of my favorite magazines, which are, I don't read for pleasure.
Still read that Cal magazine when we flew together. You had a magazine with the big old hoof on the front of it.
I do have the Cal magazine.
It's called Calmopolitan, I think.
Yeah. No, Cosmopolitan.
Oh, right.
I was intrigued because I found a review of a book called In Praise of Profanity. And when Victoria just used the term DB, I thought, okay, let's think a little bit out of the box. We are in the business of languages, are we not? Or in the business of our own language, if not in the business of languages. We're in the business of speaking and communicating. Do you both agree with that contention?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. All right, so the book is written by a guy named Michael Adams. The argument in the book is not that we ought to have more profanity. It's that profanity has evolved in a spontaneous way into our language to perform certain functions. And if we eliminate profanity, you eliminate the things like we say in polite company, that's not nice. What Victoria said, oh, that wasn't very nice. Did she really just say that? This fellow argues that we ought to, in terms of the should and should not use of profanity, we need to distinguish it from slang or obscenity. And that's always been something that in the radio world, we've had, those of us who've grown up as radio brats, and you're growing into the situation, Victoria, but Jennifer's been around it, and I've been around it all of my life. The difference, the community standards for profanity and or obscenity. Profanity is not the same as obscenity. Profanity is an idea that we get from, again, using the DB terminology that you just used, versus obscenity is seeing it or being involved in the act of something that's really disgusting. And there's a difference, and a lot of times people don't get that difference, and I think that's where the language comes in. The old expression, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. I'm not sure that this fellow, he makes a good argument, frankly, as to, and I maybe I'm, he makes a good argument because I, I'm someone who gets a little racy once in a while, but I have learned to tone it. Like children, when they first start learning, you know, when was the first time, Jennifer, you used a profanity? Do you remember the first time in your life?
I was young. I mean, you know how all kids do when they just, you test it out and you see how it's going, and you probably test it with your friends first, and then in front of your parents when it slips. Yeah, I was probably young.
What about you, Victoria? When was the first time you used a...
I don't remember, but probably young, like all kids, you know.
Okay. Kara, when's the first time you used it? When you met me? Or was it before
that? I was super innocent before then. No, I mean, I have one specific memory of using it, and this was totally on accident, but my sisters and I were playing the rhyming game, and they said bag.
Let's do Chuck.
Bag. And you can guess what word I said that rhymes with bag. And my sisters were like, oh, that's a bad word. And I mean, I was like seven, so I had no idea what it meant. But I think that was the first time on accident.
Well, and then there's a the first time I ever heard, instead of going to the bathroom for a number two,
oh boy,
I'm about to drop a deuce. Now, that's a... Have you ever...
When was the first time you heard that, just out of curiosity?
Recently, actually.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, last month or, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so what about you? I mean, I'm just taking some things that are moderately normal, and how this fellow in this book, In Praise of Profanity, suggests that we use these words, and it's appropriate because it helps us to express what we're really feeling, and if we don't express what we're really feeling, it's not good for our emotional status and all of that sort of thing. You know, when you use the term SOB, for example, or something different, that gets something out of your system that's much more useful than just saying, that guy's a dirty rascal. What did you start to say, Kara?
I don't think I was saying anything.
The whole image of what is created around words... you know, when we say, I say on the air all the time, it's the S word, instead of, or I'll spell out S-H-I-T, but I'm not supposed to say that word on the air. And does it make it, am I communicating as effectively by doing that is another part of the question that comes with us understanding what the norm is. You know, is it when we say no freaking way versus something else that begins with an F? You know, does it commute to you when you listen to that? Are you more likely, either of you, to pay attention to something if it's just an expression of something like no freaking way versus no effing way? Which do you pay more attention to?
Both. It's all about the deliverer.
Is it? Not the word. So.
Yeah, I would sort of laugh if someone was really angry and said freaking. I wouldn't take them as seriously if
just
drop an F-bomb.
Yeah, that's the point. And so that's I use this if you want to check out the book In Praise of Profanity. He maintains profanity is useful not just in our day-to-day interactions, but also in art. He examines how language enriches creative words and uses The Sopranos, the TV show The Sopranos, as an example of how it created a different kind of art. And I think it did, didn't it? Using the words that they used. It's 21 after the hour. Food for thought here. DJ V on the air.
Worried? worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Design, it's been a while since we heard from this lady. I'm actually getting quite tired of reading about her, hearing about her, or even listening to her. But because of what she's doing in Beverly Hills, the story about Taylor Swift surfaces today. That's an appropriate story to tell. What is she now? 26, 27? How old is Taylor Swift?
26, right?
Six?
Yeah.
26, okay. So she spent a lot of money. She bought the old Sam Goldwyn, I was going to say house. I suppose it's an estate.
Now this is, okay, I'm going to sound really dumb here, but I've got to ask. So this is, weren't they part of MGM? That was the original.
Yeah, Metro Goldwyn Mayer.
Goldwyn, okay.
MGM is Metro Goldwyn Mayer. And Goldwyn was in the middle. He bought this, or actually built the house in 1934, and she bought it for $25 million last year. She's hired a lot of people to rehab it. Yesterday, I think we were talking about what the definition of a mansion was.
Right.
We were talking, I think, about Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani selling their houses.
Yeah.
She had one. As a matter of fact, Gwen Stefani's house is not that far from where the Goldwyn house is, in that same sort of neighborhood that's on the upper side. It's very interesting. Jennifer just said, we were talking about Victoria, said, oh, you know where all those people live. So I know where some of you can take those silly tours around Hollywood
right.
and Beverly Hills. And
sometimes, the sad thing with those is they show you a lot where people used to live.
Yeah, right. They don't show you where. Right. They don't give you what's going on now. Anyway, there's so much building going on in Beverly Hills. In some of those neighborhoods, it's hard to distinguish what's going on because they either go in and they rip. And the same thing in Bel Air where I am. They're ripping down all of these houses that were, you know, you and I would live in them and we'd think we had fallen off of a truck and gone to heaven. But, you know, these people that have a lot of money or want to present themselves in a way. There's a project. And this is going to take a while.
This house is her new boyfriend to break up and write about.
Right.
Yeah, you're there.
She'll be doing songs about the money pit, her new house.
Yeah. There's going to be lots of, like, you know, crown molding references in her new album.
Well, she followed along. When she bought the house, she knew what she was getting into. The Beverly Hills Cultural Heritage Commission have been requested by her quote-unquote people to turn the home into a local landmark. And so they're rehabbing.
I think they approved that request, too.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, right. So she's going to have what she wants and what they want. So it'll be very interesting. Again, you go by. You can't really see these places. This kind of a place, you're not gonna drive by and see. You'll see the hedges and you'll see the gate and that kind of stuff, but you won't really see. But in this case, I think they're going to make it open. It looks like once the thing is done, they're going to make it available for the public. And I don't really. So is she going to live there? I'm not clear on that.
I don't think this is going to be made public. I don't know if she's going to live there. She's rehabbing it, and then maybe she'll sell it. This might be an investment property for her, but I don't think this won't be made public. That's not been discussed. But
by the way, she needs a house out there. Yeah, the way that people. This is just another rehab gentrification of Beverly Hills. A lot of people want to bring Beverly Hills up to sort of the 2000s, and there's a lot of stuff. But the other side of it is, I kind of like it when I drive through Beverly Hills. There's a feeling there. It's a little standoffish, to be sure, but there's a sort of a tradition. And so, in a way, rather than just tearing the house down and putting up some new god awful, some of the stuff they're building is atrocious.
Oh, I'm sure. It's all McMansions and stuff.
You see the stuff in Bel Air that people, oh my God, it's just deplorable. I mean, you can spend your money the way you want to.
Oh, gosh.
Well, you know what I mean. It's gaudy and just...
It's nice to keep the original integrity of the architecture.
Yeah, I know. So. I think that's kind of cool. It's nice that she's doing that.
Right. Okay, so we like Taylor Swift today, then.
For a little bit.
I like her all the time. I just don't want to hear about her boyfriends anymore.
28 past the hour with DJ B.
And I'll write your name.
Is there anything else? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. When people are angry, most of the time, they just really want to be heard. Instead of responding to the words people say when they're angry, it's a really good idea to just give them space to vent. Let them say what they want to say, and then once they've said whatever they needed to get out, try following up with the question, is there anything else that's bothering you? All too often, when people are angry, we try to stop them from being angry. But in truth, just like when we're angry, when others are angry, they really need an opportunity to be heard. The more people feel heard, the less angry they are. So make an effort to help the angry people around you at least feel heard. For more on all things emotions, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Of conversation and pleasant people working clearly on what's going on, their thoughts, if you will, three unique people being me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, with our ideas. Oftentimes it's no fun, people tell me, if you all agree, it's boring. Well, everybody here is cut out of a different cloth experientially.
Mine's polka dots.
Is it really? And yours is stripes, I think, Victoria, right?
Sure. Yeah. I like stripes. And your leopard print, Dougie, clearly.
Whatever, yeah. All right, my stripes never change.
Zebra.
So the fate of Daddy Bush, 92 years old, one of the things when the discussion of who was going to show up at the inauguration was being held, the former president, Jimmy Carter, was the first to say, I'll be there. And then Bill Clinton and Hillary signed on, and George Bush and Laura signed on. But at first, there was a certain amount of speculation about the health of Daddy Bush and whether or not he was just saying he wasn't going to show up because he didn't like Trump. And it looks like that wasn't the case. The real truth is his health is compromised, that he is in relatively tough shape, and he's been brought to the hospital this morning. Anybody know what the status is, what the latest is on his condition?
Well, they say that he is, his chief of staff is Gene Becker, and they say that he's doing fine, but that he's in, and that he's in stable condition, but no one has released why he was actually hospitalized. So he had never, I think, you know, I never wanted to think that he was boycotting the inauguration. I think he has been in poor health, and, you know, I give him a total pass because he has been.
I don't think he has it in him not to.
Right. I mean, he hasn't been mobile for a long time, so, I mean, he's needed assistance. So, you know, send good thoughts out to him. I really like Daddy Bush.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah, good thoughts.
I do too. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Strong thoughts. Thoughts are things. I wonder what the chief of staff of a former president who's 92 does.
I mean, oh, my gosh. I bet, well, there's probably coordination with the library. There's probably still people who write letters or who want signed pictures, I would imagine. There's probably a lot of little offshoot properties that you still have to manage.
A full-time job, though, right, at this age?
Imagine... Probably. Well, especially because his travel schedule has slowed down. I would imagine your chief of staff for, like, George W. Bush or for Bill Clinton would be pretty intense.
Well, think about it this way. As we go into inaugural weekend, the parties that have started actually, what's today? Today's Wednesday. What? Is today Wednesday or Thursday? Today's Wednesday.
Yeah, it's going to all start kicking off, like, tomorrow.
And then tomorrow all day, and then Friday all day, and then Saturday all day. And then, but I, beside all of that that we're focused on, and the controversy surrounding who the new president is, and how the speculation is, what's he going to do, and yada, yada. The amount of money that it takes to keep the former presidents in the, what is it, used to living the way they were used to living it, living the lifestyle or having the protection, whatever, however you want to manage that thought, from Jimmy Carter and then George Bush and then Bill Clinton and the younger, you know, nobody looks at it this way. People say, wow, isn't it great that this young, vibrant guy, Barack Obama, is the president, young, vibrant guy, Bill Clinton is the president, and Jimmy Carter was young and vibrant when he became the president. Well, it costs a minimum of $4 million a year plus to keep the staff up, to keep the protection up, to keep all of the things going that they are entitled to have as former presidents. So not that it's a lot. It's kind of chump change when you look at the whole budget that we that you deal with as far as the federal government is concerned. But it is interesting to note how, in this case, Barack Obama is, what, 55, 56? So his lifespan...
He's an investment, and he looks like he's in good shape, you know?
Yeah, right. So he's got another maybe 30, 40 years or more to go that he'll have Secret Service protection every day of his life.
Can they decline that at some point? Can they just say, you know what, can they decline that at some point?
No.
Can Jimmy Carter say
well,
no?
Well, I say no. I think I remember talking about this with regard to George Bush the father.
Right.
Because he lives a casual life and doesn't pay much attention or doesn't want to pay. It isn't that there's a certain protocol, because I guess there is, but he just wants to come and go. I remember reading a couple of things about the two of the presidents. The first time Bill Clinton drove a car after he was president, and George Bush the same thing. Because you can't drive a car. When you're president, you can't drive a car. You can't have a wallet. You can't have anything on your person. I'm surprised they let him hold on to their cell phones and their iPads and stuff like that.
But President Obama said he had an iPhone, but it didn't do anything. He said it had all the functions were turned off. So he said, "Yeah, I've had an iPhone, but I haven't really had an iPhone like everyone else."
Right.
So.
Okay. So then that begs the question of what's going to happen when Trump goes into office, because the private Twitter account is supposed to be, when you become the president, is supposed to be shut off.
He probably won't be able to travel with his Twitter, but he'll probably be able to still do it from his office, don't you think?
Wouldn't he be able to?
He's keeping his Twitter account.
Right, but won't he be able to just have his laptop with him? I mean, he'll have a laptop all the time on him, right? I mean, it'll be a secured, probably military-style
laptop. Right, and maybe somebody watches over it. Yeah,
he can tweet from there. So it'll be a secured way of doing it, I think.
Hmm. Isn't that interesting, though? We don't necessarily think about how these little nuances of the tradition continue. I saw
and how
a picture,
they change over time, but that's the crazy part.
Right. I saw a picture yesterday of George Bush the son, of Barack Obama. As a matter of fact, I think I was looking online at some of the pictures that Barack Obama has picked out from the official White House photos that have been taken of his presidency over the past 8 years. And there was a picture that I found charming, and it was the first time I ever saw or have seen Bill Clinton engage Jimmy Carter. Because over the years, Jimmy Carter has been very vocal about not approving or liking to be around Clinton because he thinks he's basically dirty. And yet, in this picture, there's Jimmy Carter on the left, Bill Clinton next to him with his arm around Jimmy Carter, and Obama is standing next to him, and then George Bush is standing next to him. This was on, I think it was the opening of the George Bush Library. And how much fun the four of them looked like they were having. And then I came across another picture, and I'm trying to paint word pictures here for you so you could use your imagination and think. Maybe some of you have seen some of these pictures. There's a picture of the inaugural day of Ronald Reagan with Reagan in the limo with Jimmy Carter, and the two of them are about as stiff and staid as you could possibly imagine. And the caption under the picture is, "Suspicious minds." And you look at the two of them, kind of Reagan's looking out the window, trying to look anywhere but at Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter's kind of looking askance to his left over at Reagan a little bit, or at whatever was on the outside of the car over there. But you could see that there was, animus isn't probably the right word, but there was no conversation. There was no interplay. And so in a nostalgic way, you kind of look at that. And then I remember back to when Nixon was sworn in after LBJ, there was no love lost between the two of them. And you know, how awkward some of this stuff must be. There was an awkward time when Harry Truman handed the reins over to Dwight Eisenhower. And yet, after a while, these things go away. And one wonders, fast forwarding to tomorrow or the next day when there is the inaugural handover and the two of them are in the car together, Obama and Trump, and what the conversation will be. Because I can't imagine that there isn't going to be a conversation between the two of them in the car on the way over to the Capitol building. Can you?
I didn't know they would be in the car together. Is that always the tradition? Or
they meet for coffee. Usually they come, the president-elect goes to the White House, if I understand the tradition.
They do.
And
they have
a little tea, and they talk a little bit, and then they both get in the car, and they get in a new car. There will be, on Friday, there's a new car. Every time
Trump
there's a new president,
new car. That, like, shoots bullets out of it or something. It's really high-tech. It's crazy.
This one's really high-tech. It costs millions to build these cars. And so what was Obama's car will now become Pence's car, and the car that has been used
Biden
is going to be retired, or whatever, they dismantle it, whatever they do with it, I don't know. Or they use it for, I guess they send it over to the State Department, because the next person in line to the presidency gets the most protection, so I think that's what it is. President gets a new car, Vice President gets the old President's car, and Secretary of State gets the old Vice President's car. And that's how they hand them down. And so, anyway, it's really, in the car, by the way, as Jennifer just suggested, this new thing is a bomb. To use, my God, you see some of the things. And I think it's a Cadillac, isn't it, again? It's not a Lincoln.
I don't remember what it was. I just remember it, like, shoots bullets, and it has full, like, gas and drone and all these protections. Yeah.
It can run over a bomb, and it won't get into the car.
Wow,
literally.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is. It is a tank.
Now, if they could just build all of our houses and buildings out of this, we'd be in great shape.
Right. All right, 44 past the hour. Let me spend let me give you a bonus here. A conversation about what's really good, what's effective, what's safe, how to enhance your well-being, your physicality, if you will. All of us here on this program are on to the Super Beats train. Super Beats are loaded with dietary nitrates, which enhance your blood flow. And in order to have a healthy body, you need to get that white blood cell activity and the red blood cell activity. The red blood cells bring, I don't mean to make this too medicinal, but it is really true how it is that the two purposes, and it's one of the most marvelous things when you understand we talk about our bodies and how they work, the fabulous way that the Creator has given us. I don't want to get too philosophical here, but I really think it's special to think about what goes on inside of your body once in a while. The red blood cells bring nourishment and life and just all of the nutritional things, nourishment, nutrition, to all the cells in your body. The white blood cells bring protection. It's the insurance policy. Your immune system is built around your white blood cells. So in order to keep your body healthy, you got to have a strong immune system. And in order for that to work, you got to be able to get the blood all through your system. And there is no better way, believe me, to do that than to have a glass of Super Beats every single day, which opens up the nitrates. That's the third most important, as Dr. Ken says, third most important ingredient in your body is nitric oxide. Opens up the vessels to bring the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to all of the various parts of your body. And so that's why you maintain your health. You want to maintain your health, don't you? You want to maintain your well-being. Yes, you can, ladies, you can say yes to that.
Of course. Now. Yes, please.
Yes, yes, of course. So let's just get to the bottom line here. Super Beats, something that is for action. It is to support healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure levels. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. Jennifer will tell you every afternoon she has her glass and it makes her day. It makes her
it
day
does,
longer.
Especially now that I've been doing this cleanse with no caffeine, the yeah. Super Beats really helps.
All right. So you got the point. Blood flow is equal to health. We want to support the healthy blood flow with nitric oxide. Best source of nitric oxide is Super Beats. Best way to get Super Beats is to call 800-655-4183. Or you can go online. Maybe you find more information. If you go to DougLikesBeats.com, it may be a better experience because you can look around, see more about what I don't have time to tell you. You'll get this book. First order. This is not for first-timers, but it's a reminder for those of you who may need to order. But mostly, the deal is for first-timers. The deal is you get a 30-day bonus supply with your first order. You get the book, Beat the Odds, and you get free shipping. 800-655-4183. So why wouldn't you want to be on that bandwagon? The bandwagon to health starts at 800-655-4183 for Super Beats, or order them online at DougLikesBeats.com.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
During Staples' January printing event, you can get up to $80 off a lightning-fast HP Office Jab Pro printer. It can save time and money.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event with up to $80 off HP Office Jab Pro printers. Staples. Make more happen.
Ends 1/21/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Past the hour now, it's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, looking first at the scandal at Samsung. The former head of the company been arrested. I think Wednesday time, so Wednesday today, he was arrested, bribery, all kinds of other things. I don't believe, though, Victoria, that this affects the operation of the company in the sense that it's, you know, they're doing business the way they know how to do business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not unique in America to be bribing people to do business. It's sort of a human thing. And so Samsung, however, which is one of the really huge technology companies in the world, I mean huge, huge, is suffering, at least at the stock market level, while all this stuff goes on. There were millions of dollars exchanged. The president of the company is in question. The president of South Korea is being impeached, and she's involved in this somehow or other. So it's kind of messy.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been a year. I don't ever remember paying much attention to Samsung. I had a Samsung Droid phone. I didn't like it and didn't use it much. And that was really the first connection I ever had to Samsung. But they are everywhere. You look around, now that you know the name, you look around, they're everywhere.
You have Samsung TVs, don't you?
I do.
Oh, okay.
And I also
they're great
have,
TVs.
No, I don't have them. Meredith has Samsung washing machines.
Don't do laundry at her house.
Just one of the things that, you know, you look at these things and you wonder, how does this affect the people that are working down in the trenches, making the stuff, engineering the stuff, selling the stuff? It just affects their mental attitude, but I don't think these sorts of things directly affect the quality of what comes out. So,
right.
Anyway, it's just interesting to see how much the headline of the Wall Street Journal, Scandal Rocks Samsung, it's on the front page above the fold.
Yeah, I mean, people seem to like to just dump on Samsung for 2016 and beginning of 2017. Samsung is a great company. It's not going anywhere. And, yeah. As soon as the next version of the Samsung Galaxy comes out, all the tech reviewers are saying it's going to absolutely beat the iPhone. So,
yeah,
it might be now is a good time to buy Samsung stock.
Buy some stock. In
yeah.
Right. All right, coming up, Netflix is in a phishing email situation that you're going to want to know about. This is very interesting for those that were just talking off the air about Netflix. No, we were on the air. Were we on the air or off the air?
Talking about off your, the air, yeah.
Off the air, okay.
It's hard to remember. I know. Lines
it
blur.
Is. It's
we never stop talking to each other, so.
Yeah, right.
Which is a good thing.
All right, so Netflix and the Focus up next year.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO17 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
All right, let's find out what's going on Netflix there, Victoria.
Well, there's an email phishing scam from Netflix, and it's tripping a lot of people up. You get an email from Netflix. It looks very official, and it. As you go through, it says it needs to update your information for your account, and it takes you through several pages, which, again, all look pretty legit, until it gets to the part where it asks you for your credit card and your Social Security number. That should always be a red flag. Netflix, no one needs your Social Security number except your bank and the IRS. No one else needs it. Netflix is never going
to
need it.
Never give it to anybody else. The doctor doesn't need it.
Yep.
No.
And unfortunately,
no.
A lot of people have been tripped up by this. Once you enter in your information, it then takes you to the real Netflix, which makes it even scarier because it is somehow attached to Netflix. So Netflix is trying to warn all of their customers, this is not really them, and you have to be very, very vigilant about it.
Danger, danger.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.